This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. I guess it's our turn. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, and there's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. I'm Vincent Fennelli. John Reagan's with us, and Justin is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Hey, welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, John. Good morning. I'm looking at gas prices. GasBuddy.com and South Carolina 254.4, Texas 259.0, Santa Fe, New Mexico 240.5, Chattanooga, Tennessee 249.9. They're coming down, and they're down here in Missouri too.
I saw 249 while we were out yesterday, and all I can say is enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah, and, you know, there's an illusion that the economy is doing well, gas prices are down, things are just great. That's not the case. I'll tell you why. I have here in front of me a document, transaction document for the sales and cows. And we sold last week some of our herd, and we had to, because I expected a rough winter. And you wouldn't know it by today. You wouldn't know it by today, but those cold temperatures we had a couple weeks ago have gotten pretty warm, and now there's some really warm temperatures in the United States. But I expect a cold winter. We had our ponds freeze. After 2 days of cold weather, all of our ponds froze, the stream froze, and there was no water that the cows could access to drink other than this cattle water we put in over the summer, because I expected this to happen. Well, we sold some of our cows so that we could thin our herd so we'd have enough hay to last all winter should the winter get really cold, as I expect it will. Because when the cows are cold, they eat more, a lot more, sometimes three times as much as when it's warm. Well, let me read some of these numbers. Cows were selling in our marketplace in Missouri, looking at a low of $2.15. That's for a cow that nobody wanted, $2.15 a pound. For a cow that somebody did want, or a group of buyers wanted, $3.58 a pound. I've never seen a number that high in my entire life. $3.58 a pound on the hoof. Now, yeah, those are nice cows. But what that means to me as a farmer is, as farmers hear about that, and they'll hear about it in minutes, they'll be talking to their buddies at the Farmers Cooperative, hey, you know what cows are selling for? They'll start selling their cows even more, because they know winter's going to be rough. They know that hay is expensive. They know that hay is in short supply sometimes. They know the winter's going to be cold. And prices are high. So why not sell them now? And that's what they do. And I remember a farmer near me saying, hey, Vinny, do you know that cows are selling for $2.06 a pound? That was a couple years ago. I'm sorry, a year ago. And he sold his cows because he thought that was just unbelievable, and he would never see those prices again. And now we're in the $3 neighborhood. So farmers are going to sell their cows, and there will be a glut on the market for a short time. And then there will be another absence of cows on the market. So we predicted 2 years ago during the drought that farmers were going to sell their cows at record low prices, and they did. They thinned out their herds, and now the replacement cows are costing more and more and more. And you can see it right here at $3, over $3 a pound on the hoof. What I'm saying is farmers are going to sell their cows. There'll be an absence of cows on the farm. The replacements won't be there. And there'll be a shortage or fewer cows on the market in a year from now. Get ready. So these prices, I predict that they're going to go higher yet. And how many people have substituted, you know, that steak? John, we used to eat steak, you know, many times a week in the 1960s. Many times a week. Who eats steak now? Am I confused?
I guess
thoughts?
If it's wooden, we can still afford it.
Right, right. I mean, how many people are going out for those expensive cuts of meat? I don't think many. I think what's happening is people are switching down to that 73% lean, if you will, ground beef. Because that's the only thing that's affordable.
At $3 a pound.
Right. Right. And that's the cheap stuff, right?
It is.
If you go on up, our son was telling us that he was picking up a couple provisions on the way home on Friday night, and he stopped off to get some beef, and it was $5 a pound, ground beef. He wanted to make some jerky. $5 a pound. On sale. So, what I'm saying is just because gas prices are low is not an indicator that the economy is doing well, because I don't believe it is doing well. I see more people hurting than ever before. Well, John, why don't we start with our lesson today? I'm at the financialstateoftheunion.com. John Reagan's with us, and he's written the book, The Financial State of the Union. And you can get the book if you'd like by going to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, and you can order it through there. And, John, where do you want to start? I'm at the news tab.
Well, before we move off the weather, I think this is a good preparedness tip, too. You know, we are so spoiled today because we can get online, look at the 10-day forecast, which is absolutely wild here in Dallas this week. We're going from some nights there's lows in the 30s to some days there's highs in the 70s. As high as 77 is forecast for this weekend. It's kind of insane. But as bad and as these forecasts are, and as often as they change, they still give us an idea of what's coming. You know, imagine we didn't have this communication and we didn't know that polar vortex were coming. You know, we wouldn't probably expect this kind of cold weather and that kind of snow that parts of the nation got, you know, at this part of November. And likewise in the summer, you know, if you're on the coast, especially on the Gulf Coast or the Southern Atlantic, you really wouldn't know the difference between a thunderstorm and a hurricane unless you were notified. And in many of the scenarios of what happens once the poops hit the props, it's, you don't know what's going to happen, and you need to be able to do your own weather tracking.
Well, that's predicated upon the electrons flowing, right?
Well, there's tools out there that people used to use in the olden days. You've got thermometers that don't require any kind of power. You've got barometers that don't require any kind of power. And you have to record this information so that you can see whether the pressure is going up or down. If it's going down, you know, you got a storm coming. There's, you know, non-power tools that let you record how fast the wind is blowing, what direction it's coming from. Mm-hmm. All of these are important factors, and you really don't want to be stuck out there totally blind.
John, I have in my hands something that one of our boys bought for me, and it's an award. He bought this used about 2 weeks ago, and it says it's a businessman's award. And you know how back in the 1960s, if you were a top salesman, you would get some kind of a plaque. Well, this thing says Rambler Means Business, March to June 1961, Top Businessman's Award to, in a specific motor car company, a car company that sold Ramblers. And, of course, Rambler changed their name to American Motors. But this particular award is, 10 inches wide by 14 inches tall, and it's in oak, it's nicely finished, and it's an air guide barometer. It's exactly what you're talking about. It has temperature, humidity, and barometric pressure. And this was an award that was given to the top salesperson who sold Rambler automobiles in 1961. So I have it here in the studio, and my son thought that I would really like this. It's it's pretty old, right? Over 40 years old. Well, way more than that. Anyway, I've got this in the studio, and I plan on using it. All I have to do is hang it, and it will tell me the temperature, which is pretty accurate, the barometric pressure, and the humidity. So you're right. I suggest that we consider, if we're going to buy a present for somebody, weather prediction instrumentation that is not dependent on the electron would be pretty neat, right?
And the same thing with clocks and watches.
Yeah. You're talking about a clock that is not powered by electricity?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My son, that same son, bought me a watch. And he gave it to me for, well, hey, Dad, I got this watch, and it's pretty neat. And it's a Gruen, and it's from the 1960s. And do you know you have to wind those things, John? Remember that? Remember winding watches? And you know what happens if you forget to wind it? It just stops. It stops right there. So you have to wind it, this particular watch, every day. You wind it too much, you break it. You wind enough, it stops. John Reagan, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're talking about preparedness, but we're going to talk about some very interesting things coming up in just a couple minutes after the break. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 8080.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I'd like to say, class, that John Reagan's with us, but no need to even talk about that because according to the ratings, according to our ranking on TalkStreamLive.com, no one's listening. So, hey, John, it's just you and me. We can talk about anything we want. We're at the bottom. No one is doing worse than we are. Podcast, no one. No one's doing worse than we are. We are absolutely last. So, what do you want to talk about? We can talk about anything we want.
Well,
even,
before
hey, John, even the FCC's not listening. And you know what's really funny about this? These ratings are bogus. I'll tell you why. Because there are rebroadcasts of this particular show right now. Okay, it gets copied, saved to digital files, and then sent out to other radio stations across the nation. And we're in rebroadcast. We're in the top 15 or 20% all the time. But live, no one's doing worse. According to this, literally, John, literally no one's listening. I think that's amazing. I think that's fascinating. Not even the FCC. So obviously the ratings are wrong. And I've been saying this. People have been asking me if anybody's listening. It's not true. Absolutely not true. This is, we must be right over the target. So let's talk about Mars.
Now, before we get to Mars, I want to talk about snow for a second.
Okay.
You know, Buffalo got a horrendous amount of snow in excess of 5 feet.
Right.
And they had there's a local weather show that one of the things they do is a question with answers that, you know, you might be able to eliminate one of them, but for the most part, unless you know it, you don't know what the answer is. And the question was, if you have 1,500 square foot roof, which is not exceedingly large, how much weight is put on that roof by 5 feet of snow? And
okay, so 1,500 feet, so, okay.
5 feet of snow, it works out to 234 tons. Now, 250 tons is 500,000 pounds. That is a lot of weight going onto a roof.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're seeing collapses, and it's consideration for, especially if you're anywhere near where snow can be, you know, making sure that your roof is designed to get snow off of it and that it's got enough load-bearing factor to handle something beyond what might be normal.
John, I'm glad you're mentioning this, really, even though no one's listening. if they were to listen, they might find this this whole discussion worthwhile. Many years ago, the first home that I bought was in the 1970s, and it was a Victorian home with a very tall roof, a steep pitched roof, and it needed a new roof. And it had the first roof on it, and this home was built around 1900. Had the first roof on it, and when that started to fail, they put the second roof on it, and when that started to fail, they put the third roof on it. So here's what it had. It had three layers of roofing, plus the supports for the roof, the wood that would support the shingles. When it came time to re-roof it when I bought the place, because it needed a new roof, we had to put a new roof on it. But the roof supports could not support a third roof. And I'm just talking about composition shingles, you know, those 215, 235, 240-pound shingles, and that's 240 pounds per 100 square feet. It could not support the additional weight of a fourth roof. Now, when you're talking, and I'm just talking about shingles, you've picked them up, you know that they're heavy if there is a bundle of them, but it's nothing like what you're talking about, a five-foot snow load. So what I'm saying is, if you have a roof that's been re-roofed and re-roofed and re-roofed, and then you're looking at a snow load on top of that, you might have a serious problem. And I don't know the answer to that, John, because if you have living space, like we do in our house, we don't have an attic. There is no way we can re-support the roof above us other than putting, timbers in the living space, building trusses within the living space. Other than that, we can't do it, and that's not practical. That's a serious problem. Let's talk more about it when we come back.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys' fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Reagan's with us. And John, you know, I've been thinking about this snow, and you know, it really is heavy. It's so heavy. How many people really like to go shovel snow, and how many people are worn out from the shoveling of snow, and how many people have heart attacks shoveling snow? And so now the question is, if we have a lot of snow on our roofs, should we actually climb up there and risk falling off and shoveling them so the house doesn't collapse? That's a big problem. That really is a big problem. And I'm not going to make a recommendation because, you know, some people have flat roofs, and maybe if you have a mobile home or a manufactured home with a, you know, a roof that's not very steep, you might be able to get up there and, you know, with a broom and push it off or a shovel and get it off. However, there might be ice underneath there and you might slide off the roof and fall and hurt yourself. So I'm not going to make a recommendation. But you're absolutely right. With a buildup of snow, it can absolutely positively collapse your roof. And the weight of the snow is a little heavier than we actually think it is.
Yeah, I just want to make the point that, you know, when we talk about weather, it's not just small talk.
Yeah. And you know, you were talking about the snow in Buffalo, New York. Well, they said they were getting 4 to 6 feet of snow. And then a few days later, they said they were getting another 2 to 4 feet. So if they got 6 feet of snow, that's a lot of snow. I mean, think about that. If that's at the top of the heads of a lot of people walking around, right? Up to the top of their head in snow. How do you navigate through that? Where do you put the snow if you are clearing the streets and you have 4 feet of snow? Where do you put that snow? If you're going to plow that to the side of the streets and there are cars there, they're going to be buried for weeks. You won't be able to get your car out because it will have all the snow that was on the road thrown onto your car. How do you get that off? How do you get out? How do you get out of your driveway when the snowplow comes by and clears off the road and throws that snow at the end of your driveway? How do you get out? It's tough. It's tough driving in 6 inches of snow. It's really tough driving in 8 inches of snow because the bottom of the vehicles will get stuck in the snow. It's a huge problem. And then when that snow melts, we have flooding, and that's what's happening in Buffalo, New York right now. We've got a report on our website, usapreparers.com, about the melting snow is going to cause flooding in upstate New York. So it's like a double whammy. And then when you have snow like that, you tend to have power failures. And then when the power goes out, what do you do? Well, you find some alternative ways of heating. Some people have kerosene-type heaters, and sometimes fires are a result of the use of them. I'm not saying it's the kerosene's fault, but I'm saying that, you know, improper handling, improper fueling, those kinds of things, failures, can cause fires. And then how do the fire trucks get to your place if the snow is preventing them from driving on the or operating those fire trucks on the roads? And how do they find the fire hydrants anyway, if they're buried in the snow? I mean, do they dig them out? And how long does that take? Can they get that done in time to put the fire out? So you're absolutely right. You know, we we're engineering the weather. We're actually doing this to ourselves. And we're allowing it to happen. This geoengineering, these weather modification flights. So those... I'm saying that anyone who is involved in geoengineering is in the business of murdering people, directly and indirectly. Back to you.
Now, the first link I have is, what does Rick know?
Okay.
And this is an article out of the Daily Mail. Ancient Martian civilization was wiped out by nuclear bomb-wielding aliens, and they could attack Earth next, claims physicist. Now, normally you would think that talking about aliens using nukes on Mars would be a really far-out article. What makes this difference is that Dr. Brandenburg, who wrote this, has a PhD in theoretical plasma physics, from the University of California at Davis, and he's worked on things like space missile defense and directed energy weapons. So this guy is not just, you know, some, you know, blogger working out of his mom's basement. This is somebody who's got credentials. Now, in my view of things, when you see the, you know, ancient alien type moniker, it's probably not aliens as we think of it at all. But in what I'm seeing, it falls under the category of fallen angel technology. There's a lot that's not in our Bible today. Things that happened before the flood. If you go in, take the first six chapters of Genesis and pinch it between your fingers and realize, you know, that's well over 1,000 years of history. It's nearly a third of the recorded history of the Bible, definitely over a quarter. And it doesn't talk very much about the lifestyle and the technology. And some people believe that back in the first chapter, that where it talks about the earth had become void, that this there was a time frame before humans where the angels had a civilization here on earth. And there's evidence that there was nuclear war here. There's a village in India that they found where the bodies are still radioactive. And when you see pictures on Mars, like the pyramid there, where one side is blown out, to me, supports that some kind of weapons, whether it was nuclear, directed energy, who knows, have been used there in the past. And knowing what the position Rick was in, and I want to fill out a little bit of that, too. As a captain, my pay grade was 03. When you leave the academy or ROTC and you're commissioned a second lieutenant, that's an 01. As you work your way up, 06 is that full bird colonel. And at the top of the heap there is 010, the four-star general. Now, Rick was a GS-18. Now, to put that in equivalent terms, GS-9 is considered the equivalent of a second lieutenant. So as you work your way up, a GS-18 would be considered the equivalent of a four-star general. That's who we have on staff as our physicist.
Yeah, we're talking about Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Yes. Right?
Senior USA Preparedness Instructor, yes.
So when he goes in and talks about going into the vault and reading a report on a manned mission to Mars, a joint manned mission with the United States and Soviet Union back in the early 60s, I tend to believe him on that. To me, it's very far out, yes, but we have been lied to so much about our past and the science that that the Nazis were after, our government's after, and to me, this is just part of that picture.
John, back in the 1970s, I was quite fortunate. I had, as one of my instructors, Carl Sagan, and he said, I'm going by memory now, he said that we'd be quite naive to believe that we're alone. And so if you add that to what you're talking about with aliens, we'd be naive to believe that we're quite alone. And we'd also be naive, in my opinion, to believe that we are the highest and best if we're not alone. Now, what makes us think that we have the technology that's the best in the universe? As a matter of fact, I'm going to drop a name. Bert Bertonis, our radio frequency engineer from California, he's an expert witness. He's a designer. He's a patent holder. He's started many companies in California. I know him very well. And he came out to Missouri, came out to the farm, and we were stomping around some UFO hotspot spots in Missouri. And these are areas where there are these lights that that travel, these balls of light that I have not seen, but in this particular area. But there are witnesses who live in this area, and there's a farmer who owns a farm that these lights seem to travel on, and he swears that this happens. So Bert Bertonis, I, and a ufologist all descended on this farm, and we were looking for evidence. And so Bert wanted to take out some electrical or electronic measuring equipment to see if he could determine what frequencies, what wavelengths, and what communications patterns that these balls of light might be using. The theory at the time was these balls are scouts, and they are taking survey measurements of what's happening down here on the surface of our planet and relaying them either to each other or to another entity, if you will. And I said to Bert, what makes you think that these things are communicating with each other through means that we might understand? What makes you think that they're communicating at all rather than they just know? If one knows, the other knows. Why would they have to communicate if they are that advanced? So that that led to some scratching of our heads, like, wow, maybe Finelli's got a point. Maybe they don't have to communicate. Maybe we can't measure it. Maybe there's nothing to measure. Maybe they just know. So we come back. Michael from New York is going to join us. He's calling in, and I'm sure he's got some questions. So stand by, Michael, and we'll be right back with John Rankin. We're talking about Mars, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and some thoughts with.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Watch it. Got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, we've got a meet up tonight. James Gray is going to be doing a teleseminar, and we're going to be talking about Guns80.com, their special promotion, and building the AR-15 from a kit 80% finished. So we're going to talk about the legal issues. We're going to be able to talk about how to make the rifle, the tools that come with the kit, and the tools that you may need, like a drill press, and the considerations involved in building your own AR-15 without any registration paperwork. So that's tonight, 4:45 to 8 o'clock at Jimmy's Egg in Springfield, Missouri. That's on Battlefield in Springfield, Missouri. I will be there. We've got Michael from New York. Michael, you are live with us on USA Prepares. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Good morning, Vincent and John. You know, I don't want to sidetrack you too much, guys, but John's recent statements regarding Mars and the comments from that physicist, and I just wanted to share with you guys that this is the state-of-the-art knowledge base that is shared among the elite few, that there's a blown-up planet. That's really what happened, guys. There was a big battle back in the past, and the asteroid belt in our solar system is a blown-up planet. They know it well, and it was nuclear along with scalar technology, because they know from all of their observations with all of their probes and secret missions to the various planets and asteroids, that there's radioactive isotopes that only occur from nuclear technology explosions, generally is when they're generated, as well as scalar artifacts like scarring on the surface of planets like Mars. And so they're well aware of this, and it gets much, much deeper. Actually, there's no limit, of course, to how deep this all really gets. They know that the constellations are really ancient markers pointing towards the interior of the galaxy, and they coincide with groupings of what they discovered to be these pulsars back in the 60s, and they began studying them with the advancing optical technology and all the more the additional observation towers that they were establishing around the planet. And so they're on the trail of this history and how it all came about. And unfortunately, the cause of it all is here on this planet today. And these men, these elite that are pursuing this knowledge, are on the side of, as John accurately referred to, as the fallen angels, unfortunately, rather than the good angels. And so I just wanted to share that with you. There's a lot more to cover, but I don't want to sidetrack you unless you guys are interested in getting into it more. And if you'd like to sometime, you can contact me, and I'll be glad to share with you a lot more information on all of it.
Michael, would you do me a favor and leave with our engineer, Justin, your phone number, please?
Yes, I sure will, Vincent.
Okay, very good. Hey, Michael, thanks so much for calling.
Okay, you guys, you keep up the great work. Have a great day.
Thank you. John, you know, I am I'm involved with, I don't know how to say this. Okay, you know, I talk to a lot of people all over, and I'm hearing more and more information like this every day. And we're talking about the people who are ruling the planet and what they know and what they're keeping from us and the secrets that they are hiding. And you know, as Michael was talking about the asteroid belt. Wow. You know, it really makes a lot of sense. You know, when you think about it like this. Because we can't seem to get through it, can we? Because it's radioactive. John, do you have any comments on that?
Well, when we come back, I want to say how this ties into preparation.
Yeah, good point. Excellent point. USAPrepares.com. John Reagan, Vince Finelli. Dead last in the ratings. Dead last. It was a new broadcast that just popped in, and he got above us. Yep, we're dead last. Hey, thanks, John Reagan. We'll be right back.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Sean. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.